I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, a social worker was nominated for the program.
I'm Sarah Kappas, and I actually work in Tiffin at Tiffin Rehabilitation Center. We are a short-term inpatient after hospitalization rehab to get people better and back home.
Social work is a wide umbrella under which many different kinds of care can be found. For Sarah, she works mainly with older patients, patients who are looking to recover after a surgery, an addiction, or illness.
My job is very hard to understand if you're not a social worker. It's just such a variety of things you do within your day and the things that you try to do to support patients and families. We're dealing with admitting people, discharging people, helping people feel comfortable here, understanding their insurance benefits, understanding what's the best things they can do and their families can do to help them on their journey to get better and get back home, discovering any obstacles, a lot of time with patients, a lot of time with families, to try to determine the best course of action for them.
As you can imagine, COVID made this process of assisting sick patients and their families even that much more difficult. Sarah remembers how confusing those few days, weeks, months were back in early 2020.
In the beginning, I would say for healthcare, there was a lot of confusion because we were getting regulatory changes daily, sometimes hourly. Do it this way, no, do it that way. This is the right way, this is the safe way. In the beginning, it was very confusing. It was a lot of information coming at you very quickly, trying to take steps to keep everyone safe and trying to anticipate what the scenarios were going to be. And then once we experienced COVID in our building, how do we do this? How do we take care of these people, but take care of our people that don't have COVID? How do we do this to the best of our ability? And then when we were not able, you know, in COVID, we had COVID in our building, we were not able to have visitation. It was very difficult for everyone involved when patients could not see their family members and their family couldn't be in the building. For the families, it was heartbreaking. For the patients, it was just terrible. But it even affected our staff and trying to be not only a caregiver, but try to forge that bond that they couldn't have from their families.
That bond is such an important part of social care work. It can be one of the most rewarding, but also one of the most challenging aspects of care within this field.
There is a question that I have to ask in one of my assessments that is a difficult question for my patients to answer, and it's, what's the most difficult thing you've dealt with in your life? And these people come to me, and they trust me, and they tell me these things that have happened in their life, and they're sharing it with virtually a stranger, and I have to carry that weight. You know, we want to know those things so that we can support them emotionally and we can understand where they're coming from, but if it's not needed to be told, it doesn't get told, it stays with me. And so I do carry that burden of other people's heavy things that they've had in their life. That's probably one of the more difficult things and one of the most least understood in the industry is the emotional baggage we carry of other people. Social workers in general really care about their people, but they also are put into a tight hole with making sure that, you know, insurances say this, and the doctors are saying this, and the nurses are telling you this, and trying to keep everyone in balance to do the best care for the patient.
That balance has shifted, though, with what Sarah calls COVID fatigue, many people leaving the business as they're weighed down heavily with the emotional and physical stress of the job. Sarah mentioned multiple times that social workers are experiencing a staffing crisis, especially as they expect new surges of COVID on the horizon. As Sarah prepares for this new season, she looks to her community for support.
And I'm not just talking nurses and doctors. Yes, nurses and doctors, of course, but there's a whole lot of other people that work in the healthcare industry, from dietary staff and housekeeping, laundry, that go right along with, that are feeling the same kind of fatigue and maybe don't quite get as much attention. But they're seeing the same staffing struggles. More regulations. And I think they just need understanding from the community at whole. Any healthcare worker, regardless of what they're doing in healthcare, just needs some compassion and some understanding. We take a lot of the brunt of people's anger and frustrations with COVID restrictions, insurance restrictions, regulatory restrictions. And I think people truly understand that it's not our fault that things are the way they are. But those frustrations come out at us, and we have been working for a long time through all of this to try to do the best that we possibly can with what we've been given.
Sarah has decided to stick it out, and she has many coworkers who have decided the same, remembering why they first joined the profession and remembering that it's okay to ask for help.
You have to keep your sense of humor. You have to remember who you are, your integrity. You have to remember what you're here for, that you're here for these patients, that you're here for their families, and you're here to make a difference. You know, I'm fortunate that I work in a rehab center where I get to see people that come in sometimes at their worst, and I get to watch them over the course of a few weeks, a month, to get better with the help of therapists, nurses, social workers, even the kitchen staff, housekeepers, anybody that can put a smile on their face, and I get to see them blossom. And if you keep that core sense of being within yourself, you'll get through this.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.